Well, hey, everybody. The Brewers are doing it to us again, teasing us, getting off of that fast start of the season and going through that May slide. Well, this actually started in April. We'll get into that coming up next on the Sunday Shorty here on Locked On Brewers. That's coming up next. We got some things to get to on the way here on Locked On Brewers.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Brewers, losers of six in a row. They lose another series, another listless effort. If not for an RBI base hit by Owen Miller in the ninth inning, another game of being shut out. They lose 4-1. Some life in the ninth inning, but other than that, just another terrible performance early in the game. They put a couple of ducks on the pound, didn't score. We'll get to all that coming up here in the abbreviated edition of Locked On Brewers, the weekend edition. You know, weekends we do it a little shorter. My name is Chuck Freeman. Follow me on Twitter, Chuck Freeman, Freemund. On YouTube, we have many of you following us on YouTube. Hit the subscribe button and then hit that little bell there. That's going to alert you to every time we drop an episode. If you're following us on the audio version, get us on Google, get us on Spotify, get us on Apple. We're on all the major podcast sites, and there's a few others. I always drop those sites on my Twitter at the end of the show because I put it on Twitter and I list all the sites and all that, so you can just hook up that way as well. So I've been covering the team for over 40 years for WIBA Radio in Madison. Well, not 40 years for them, but 40 years for AP Radio in Milwaukee. But love covering the Brewers, and the Brewers are my favorite professional sports team, and they've been off to a 15-6 start. And, you know, whether it's 1987 where they got off to a 20-3 start, like a 15-7 start in 1990, and you can go on and on and on, all the great starts the Brewers have had over the years, and just how they just threw it back so quickly. And this appears to be one of them, off to a 15-6 start, and here they are, losers of six in a row, and what is it, 18-15 right now? I got to check. I'm afraid to even check to see what it is. The Brewers right now are 18-15. Just, it pains me to look at that. And the free fall is happening. It is real. And showing no signs of recovery for the Brewers. Not one. I mean, a couple times they've teased this and got up to early leads. Thursday got off to a 4-0 lead. Yesterday we're up 4-2, but never led in this game. And quite frankly, when they got down 3-0, that was it. That was game, set, and match. And I stuck around thinking, you know, as we all do with the Brewers, thinking they're going to somehow surprise us, but not the case. They went into this game a 165 underdog, biggest underdog of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers, and couldn't cash in against Alex Cobb, who, 106 pitches for him. He's a pretty good pitcher. Guy the Brewers were in the market for a couple of times, but, Alex Cobb's now in San Francisco and doing nice things. But, you know, it doesn't mean this guy is invincible or a Hall of Famer. The young guys are just bad for the Brewers right now. You know, this rookie class, we were touting them so much, giving them so much praise early in the year. Nah, not one. And Bryce Terang. I don't want to criticize these young guys too much. But Bryce Terang in the ninth inning, okay, guys at first and second, two outs. I don't know what he's – somebody tell me, please. What is he looking at? 3-2, right down the middle. Right down the middle. Right down the middle. Okay. Fly out. RBI single by Owen Miller. Gets him on the ball. Owen, one of the few guys on this team who's doing anything these days. 4-1. Tyrone Taylor. Can of corn to center field. Christian Yelich trying to go Yahtzee. Can of corn to center field. And there we go. Brewers stagger to another loss. Yeah, early in the game, they had runners at first and second. Couldn't push a run across. The only excitement of this game was going out and see Craig Counsell light up a couple of umpires. And, you know, these major league umpires, they think that they can do no wrong. They clearly screwed up tonight. There was three disengagements from Cobb. And they said yes. The first place umpire said yes and then no. And I don't know. Umpire afraid to make afraid to admit he made a mistake by saying there was three engagements. There was three engagements. And counsel went out there, got his money's worth, dropped a few F-bombs. But who, you know, he's trying to get his guys fired up. He's been screwed a few times by the umpiring crews this year. And it's another case where, you know, these guys, these umpires have, you know, they got mile high egos. They can never get it together, huddle up and get the call correct, like they will do sometimes in the NBA. You know, they wouldn't huddle up and say, well, you know, that was three disengagements. It was three disengagements. So counsel, good for you. Did it fire your team up anymore? No, it didn't. But at least you went up there and got your money's worth, swore a couple of times, dropped a few F-bombs, and I was good with it. You know, at least you didn't take that sitting down, because those umpires screwed up royally in that game. So good for you. Colin Ray, I thought, pitched well enough to win. And you know how I feel about Colin Ray. When guys like Colin Ray and Eric Lauer give you efforts like tonight, I mean, hats off. Colin Ray, 6 innings, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts. That's about as good as it gets. That's better than it should be for Colin Ray tonight. And you couldn't get the guy a win. Great outing, his best outing of the year, dating back to the first one he had. You know, Colin Ray, I feel like every other day Colin Ray is pitching. He's making more starts on this team than what Craig Counsell wanted when he was coming out of spring training. Of course, he wasn't even on the roster. But Ray is filling in nicely for Brandon Woodruff. Is he not Brandon Woodruff? No. But Ray is going out there and giving the team a chance to win. But our offense just is just so bad. Just terrible. And we can't score any runs. Just brutal. I don't know what more to say. I know a lot of you are angry and disappointed. Did I think that they were as good as their record was when they started off the season 15-6? No, none of us did. We would be fools to think they were that good. But little did we know that they'd follow up a 6-game winning streak that they had by building up that 15-6 record by losing 6 in a row and to 2 teams that aren't very good. Yeah, did I expect them to go in and sweep Colorado? No, but I didn't think they'd get swept. I was hoping they'd bounce back. You know, they talked big after leaving Denver. Oh, it's great to leave Denver. Oh, head to San Francisco, and it'll be a new day. Yeah, they head to San Francisco, all right. And what do we see? Same old BS. Disappointing. I don't know. I don't have any answers. You know, we're running the rookies out there. They're doing some of the same stuff. They're not getting the job done. Our veterans aren't getting the job done. The pitching staff, the bullpen the other night, what didn't get it done. Colin Ray gives them a great start. And nothing to support for Colin Ray. All right. Today's show is brought to you in part by eBay. And I'm quite honestly, I'm looking for the eBay spot here because I didn't have it up right away. And here it is. eBay. Let me put my glasses on. I'm so flustered right now. I came in here right after the game. Probably should have cooled off a little bit. For a championship team, it's all about making sure every player is a perfect fit. It's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. So the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors. With eBay Guaranteed Fit, you can make sure every part fits just right the first time around. Just add your ride into My Garage, look for the green check, and know that the part will fit or your money back. Because just like sports, confidence is the name of the game. You got that right. So when you shop at eBay Motors, with over 122 million parts to choose from, you'll be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win. Well, not if you're the Brewers these days, it's not. When the right parts are guaranteed, get the right parts, get the right fit, the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. eBay Guaranteed Fit, only available to U.S. customers, eligible items only, exclusions apply. Chuck Friedman here. On Lockdown Brewers, on the Lockdown Podcast Network, the Brewers do play, again, the final game of a road trip. They haven't won in a week, but they'll play a late afternoon game tomorrow on a beautiful day in Wisconsin tomorrow. But a 3:05 first pitch, the Brewers will be in action, taking on the Giants in the final game of this brutal road trip. And of course, you can get it on Sirius XM or the SXM app. Just look for Brewers on there, and every game, the hometown broadcast, Sirius XM for Milwaukee Brewers baseball. All right. Well, you know what? I always write off the Brewers when they go on one of these funks like this. I just get so down on them and thinking, all right, Chamorro, I'm not going to watch the game. But you know what? Just like you, I'll be right back in there with our 18-15 team facing the great Rod Stripling tomorrow, or Stripling, whatever the hell it is, pitching for the Giants. All right, wasted effort by Colin Ray. Lifeless effort again by the Milwaukee Brewers, and another loss. Thank God the Pirates stink. And the St. You know, the best part about this day, the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals. I almost went on the live line tonight, St. Louis Cardinals, because it was like a pick'em late in the game. But of course, they lost in extra innings. They've lost 8 in a row. The Cardinals are 10-24. But I can't laugh at them because we're not doing any better. And Keston Hira continues the rake. I'm telling you, we're going to see this guy. I told you when he was cut by the team, when he's DFA'd early in the year, that we're going to see this guy when he took the assignment to Nashville. We're going to see this guy on the roster before the end of the season. And he is lighting it up. Now, the problem is Keston cannot hit left-handers. Just like they'll fit right in with this Brewers team. But he's got 10 home runs. Maybe the Brewers got to think about bringing him up and giving him one more try. Couldn't hurt. Hey, Luke Voigt's not doing anything. Luke Voigt has got his spot on the roster. Voigt isn't doing anything. I don't know. Worth a try. Hey, anything's worth a try at this point. That's going to do it. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Longer show tomorrow night for the Monday version on Lockdown Brewers. Thanks for joining me here on the weekend. And wish we had better news, and I wish I was in a better mood. But it is a Saturday night, Sunday morning, and the Brewers have lost 6 in a row. The good news, they're still a game and a half out of first place. It's going to do it. Lockdown Brewers on Lockdown Podcast Network. We are your team every day. We are here every day talking Brewers baseball with you on Lockdown Brewers. And by gosh, got to pull it out of this because the Dodgers are coming for 3 games beginning on Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday. And a homestand. They got the Royals next weekend. So long, everybody. Chuck Freeman here on Lockdown Brewers.